Hello, my name is Maddie Bourbon, and this is my relaxation audio. I recommend you find somewhere quiet and comfortable to listen to this audio, or even better, fall asleep to it. There are no rules, there's no right way of doing anything. Just find yourself a comfortable spot. Close your eyes when they're ready to close, and just listen quietly to the sound of my voice. And you'll be aware of all those other sounds too. Sounds inside the building you're in. Sounds from outside. But none of these things need to disturb you. In fact, they'll help you to relax. Because just for now, the world outside is absolutely unimportant to you. The only sound you really need to think about is the sound of my voice and the music. And while you're listening to the sound of my voice, I want you just to think about the top of your head. Because many people don't realise that tension often starts in those little muscles in the skin of the scalp. So just think about those little muscles in the skin of your scalp. And just allow them to let go, to soften. And now think of your forehead and allow it to just smooth out. Actually feel the skin settling and smoothing out. And the muscles around your eyebrows and the bridge of your nose. Just letting those muscles go. Just letting them relax. And the muscles around your eyes and your eyelids now. As you just let them go. And you might feel that your eyelids relax so much that you simply can't be bothered to even try to open them. Even though you know you easily could if you wanted. And now the rest of your face. Your cheeks and your mouth and your jaw muscles. Just letting all those areas go. Allow them to slacken and relax. It really is a wonderful feeling when you can let your face totally relax like this. Because you can actually feel the tension draining away from you like a fluid. And this might mean that your mouth opens a little, but whatever feels most comfortable to you, just let it happen. Unclenching your teeth and relaxing your tongue. Because the more you physically relax, the more you can mentally relax. So that soon you can discover for yourself that wonderful super relaxed state we call hypnosis. And when your eyes are closed, you might feel them flickering from side to side. Or you might notice that your eyelids want to open a little. Or you might feel them fluttering or quivering. These are all early signs of hypnosis. And of course, it doesn't matter if you don't feel any of these sensations, because you'll enter hypnosis just as easily, and then you'll be more relaxed than you could ever imagine. And now thinking about your neck and your shoulder muscles, and the tops of your arms, letting all that tension just drain away from these areas, just as though you're sending out a wave of thought that relaxes every muscle as it goes. So that as you think on down through your elbows, down into your forearms, you can feel all those muscles beginning to soften, to loosen, down through your wrists now, and into your hands, and all the way down into your fingers and thumbs. All the way down into the very tips of your fingers and thumbs. Just letting go of all those muscles, allowing them to be loose and limp and lazy. And just think about your breathing now. Notice that you're breathing more steadily, more slowly, as you relax more and more. So you can let any tension in the chest area simply drain away, allowing your breathing to move all the way down through your body, so that you are breathing now with your tummy muscles, so the muscles of your chest can be beautifully relaxed. And think about your back now, those long muscles either side of the spine. Just letting those muscles loosen. And your waist and your hips, your pelvic area, your main thigh muscles. So that you're beginning to feel very comfortable now. Maybe noticing that you're starting to feel heavier with every breath you breathe. As you think on down through your knees, down through the shins and the calves, just allowing all those areas to release, to let go. As you think about your ankles, down through your feet, right the way down into the very tips of your toes. Every single muscle of your body, soft and limp and easy, feeling very lazy now, very comfortable, beginning to become aware of the weight of your arms and the weight of your legs, maybe even beginning to feel that super relaxed sensation, as if your whole body is becoming heavier and heavier with every gentle breath you breathe. Or maybe lighter and lighter. But whatever you feel, just being aware of a wonderful sensation of total physical relaxation. And now you are so beautifully relaxed. And nobody wants anything. And nobody's expecting anything. And there is absolutely nothing whatsoever for you to do right now except to relax. And I want you just to allow your mind and imagination to drift. Feeling lazy and easy and comfortable. And I want you to imagine that you're standing on the terrace of a lovely old house. A house like a stately home or a country mansion. And you can feel the sun on your head and your shoulders. It's not too hot, it's just comfortably warm. And there's a gentle breeze playing against your skin. And as you look around you, you notice an elegant marble flight of steps. 10 broad steps that lead down into a beautiful sunken garden. A garden where you sense peace and well-being and comfort. Make it as vivid as you can in your mind. And in a moment, I'm going to count from 10 down to 0. And as I count all the way down from 10 down to 0, I want you to imagine that every number is a step down on this beautiful staircase. A step down towards this beautiful garden. And every step you take is another step down into deeper and even deeper levels of relaxation. So by the time you get to zero, you'll be as deeply relaxed as you could ever wish to be, while still being able to hear and respond to the sound of my voice. So at 10, just take the first step down now, relaxing, letting go. At 9, feeling more and more comfortable. There's no hurry, there's plenty of time. At 8, moving down easily. At 7, sinking deeper and deeper. At 6, your breathing becoming slower and becoming steadier. At 5, really relaxing now. At 4, becoming calmer and calmer. At 3, just letting go. At 2, more and more relaxed. And at 1, all the way down now to 0. And now you find yourself in this wonderful garden. And you can feel the softness of the newly cut grass beneath your feet, as the scent of masses upon masses of brightly coloured flowers seem to envelop you. And there's a gentle sound of birds singing, echoing faintly in the stillness of the air. It's almost a magical place, stretching into the distance as far as the eye can see in every direction. And there's beautiful shrubs and tall, elegant trees and an ornamental fountain which seems to feed into a gentle, trickling stream. And this interests you and you wander over and gently lower yourself down onto the soft, grassy bank and just sit for a while, gazing into the cool, clear water, marvelling at the sense of tranquility sweeping over you, and just listening to the faint sound of the fountain splashing into the pool that feeds into this gentle stream. And after a little while, you just lie back on the grass and gaze up at the clear blue sky. And as you relax more and more, your eyes begin to close, and you just drift off into a deep, relaxing sleep. And as you sleep, you have a dream. You dream that your whole body is becoming lighter and lighter. Lighter and lighter. So light that you feel you must surely begin to float on air at any moment. And then you feel yourself just floating and drifting, gently borne aloft and supported by the softest of warm breezes. And you can somehow see through your closed eyelids that you're floating in a sea of colour, a warm sea of colour that relaxes and comforts you as you drift. Suspended in warmth and colour that seems somehow unreal and yet, at the same time, has a comfortingly familiar feel to it. And you're aware of misty reds and oranges, soft muted yellows and gentle greens, and blues that seem somehow like clouds, and the deepest, softest indigos and violets that you could ever have imagined. And it begins to dawn on you that you're floating in a rainbow, a magical rainbow. Because in this rainbow, time and space doesn't exist in the same way that we usually know it. And you may have floated here for just a moment, or for 100 years, maybe for a lifetime, or just perhaps for the blinking of an eye. You may have floated forwards in time, to a time that could be far beyond our future. Or maybe back in time, back before your own lifetime. And it gradually begins to seem to you that you might just be able to float here for as long as you wish, with this wonderful relaxed feeling, just floating and drifting through this magical sea of gentle flowing colours, where time seems to be suddenly of so little importance. And you're pondering on these thoughts when you feel yourself begin to float gently downwards, lower and lower, softly sinking down, down through this beautiful rainbow, becoming even more relaxed, even more lazy, until eventually you realise that you've stopped floating downwards and you find yourself on the shore of a tranquil lake, a large, tranquil lake, and it's surrounded by softly rolling hills that are shrouded in a gentle silver mist. And there are trees and sweetly scented flowering shrubs and grasses growing at the water's edge. And everything is bathed in a golden light. A beautiful golden light. It seems to bathe everything in its warmth. And you find yourself marvelling at this sense of calmness and deep comfort that seems to fill your entire being as you stroll lazily along the sandy shore of this wonderful lake, noticing with a sort of lazy curiosity the lake seems to be constantly changing colour. Subtle changes that blend so smoothly. And it's difficult for you to know exactly when limpid blue has become a deep, soft violet. Or when the deep, soft violet becomes a relaxing, translucent green. And the changes of colour fascinate you. And you settle yourself down, and you settle yourself down onto a small, smooth rock, and just gaze out across the crystal clear waters. And every so often a fish, something, just breaks the surface, creating ripples that seem to flow gently and endlessly in all directions. Ripples that eventually lap against the edges of the rock you're sitting on. And you smile and lean forward to dabble your hand amongst them. And as you do so, you create yet more ripples. Ripples that shimmer in a kaleidoscope of different colours across the lake, interacting with the others and making new, ever-changing patterns. And it dawns on you that this tranquil place is the pool of all knowledge. And that while you are here, you are part of everything, and everything a part of you. And you'll find it so very easy to open your mind and to let go of any barriers to memory or learning. And now you find that your mind is prepared and receptive to everything I'm going to say to you. And everything I say is for your benefit and will be accepted and acted upon by your subconscious. It will have a steadily increasing effect upon the way you think and the way you feel and the way you behave. and the influence of these suggestions, as they are for your benefit, will continue to increase over the coming days and weeks and months. Your subconscious mind has confirmed that it's helping you to relax. It's helping you to cope so much better with life and giving you a confidence within yourself to deal with any new situation that life has to offer. And your subconscious mind has also given you a new understanding of yourself. And this understanding gives you the power to make vital changes for your benefit. So now, with every day that passes, your confidence increases. The confidence of knowing that you are capable of doing whatever you set your mind to, with a positive attitude and a quiet strength. Now, more and more, you become aware of a transformation taking place in your personality, as you are adopting a more positive outlook on life. You believe in yourself every day, more and more, as you are learning to act boldly, realizing that you are fully capable of making proper decisions and having the confidence to carry them through. So each day, you become more secure within yourself, within your new relaxed attitude, both towards yourself and towards others. You realize that you are gaining control of your thoughts. And when we're in control of our thoughts, we're in control of our feelings and our emotions. And this gives you a tremendous feeling of satisfaction, knowing that whatever happens, you can deal with this situation in a calm, relaxed way. And you already know that the key to good health is a calm, relaxed attitude to life. And now you begin to accept life as it is and accept people as they are. So as you continue to relax more and more with every day that passes, you feel better within yourself and about yourself. This gives you the opportunity to become more aware of the wide range of resources which are yours, resources which are within you, which are there for you to use. And as you become more aware of these resources, then you become more and more confident. And with these new resources, you know that you are directing your life now, and you know that life can bring the good things to you. In this way, you are happier with each day that passes. Anticipate happiness, and happiness is yours. And of course, you feel better every day because you are happy. I want to remind you that your life can be fun. Every phase of your life can be full of joy. But of course, it all now depends on you, because you, and only you, can allow thoughts to live in your mind. And how you think determines how you feel, and how you feel influences what you can and can't achieve. It influences the world around you. And you can learn to choose your thoughts with awareness of their power. You can seed beneficial thoughts in your mind, and day by day, you'll find more and more how important it is to choose thoughts with care. Because the thoughts you seed in your mind, the concepts and the beliefs you accept with feeling, inevitably become your own living reality. How you choose to think today will influence all of your tomorrows. And your life is too valuable, it's too miraculous, to be left to chance. to be allowed to become a shabby, second-rate carbon copy of someone else's. For this planet is a game player's planet, and the big game is life, is a kind of treasure hunt, with the real you as the hidden treasure. And the real you is a treasure worth finding. For you, there's no greater treasure on earth. And it's an easy game, because life is meant to be easy. In fact, you can find your way to the treasure house within you when you relax. And you may, of course, wonder how the subconscious control mind can so easily arrange for you to achieve whatever objectives you have in mind. Once you detach your thoughts from problems and make a firm decision about the direction in which you want to go. And this is understandable because each and every one of us has a vast sphere of reality, a force field of creative mind power that we have been conditioned by fear and ignorance to fail to explore. A veritable treasure house of health intelligence and life understanding. And the way this life-sustaining mind works is governed by strict universal laws. For whenever you allow your conscious mind to become focused on your problems, you drag your problems into the future with you, and they automatically attract all the same. Your own negative thought patterns provide the psychic energies that feed your problems. They keep them alive. So just relax and switch the polarity round and focus your thought energy on how you want things to be rather than how you don't want them to be. Withdraw all of your thought energy from the problem so you can attract the solution. You can attract good fortune like a magnet. The control mind now knows what you want, and what you want, or something even more useful, presents itself, as though what you have been always seeking has somehow always been seeking you, seeking to find creative expression in your everyday living reality. And the incredible fact is that it has. So make a moving picture in your mind, a picture of you as you see yourself, having accomplished all of your desired changes. The unwanted patterns of behaviour have ceased, and everything is exactly as you want it to be. See it, feel it, know it, experience it, everything just as you want it to be. And the picture in your mind becoming clearer, brighter, bigger, dominating your mind's eye, brilliant, beautiful, wonderful. And leave the picture in the mirror of your mind to serve as an attracting force, and it will. Want it to happen? Know it can happen, and it will happen. You've struggled with your problems in the past, and tried to outrun the shadow of your past conditioning. But now you can relax. Just relax. And create the attracting force from the stillness. And be amazed at the quality of the success that you attract. And this is the fresh pattern your subconscious control mind can carry forward, free from the problems and self-limiting influences that only arose through misunderstandings and false beliefs. You're entering a new world of experience, a new quality of life, a more elevated mental and emotional vantage point from which the best options and opportunities in life are always available, can always be seen. Now, while you're pondering on those thoughts, I want to tell you a story. everybody enjoys a story. And this is the story about a village. Once there was a village in a very isolated part of the world. It was so isolated that they very rarely saw any visitors from the outside world. The people of this village had a secret. They had a magical painting. It had been given to them by strangers back in the past, in a time before anyone could remember. The stranger had said, "As long as this picture stays in this village, everything will go right for the people of the village." And the people felt safe having this picture. One day, another stranger came to the village, and the people, being very hospitable, made the stranger welcome. And they even let him stay in the room where their magical painting was kept. And when they got up in the morning, the stranger had left, and the painting had been taken away. The villagers were desolated. They felt their happiness had gone. Life could never be the same, could never be the way they'd pictured it. They looked out of the window and the blue sky had turned dark. The trees had stopped blooming, the birds no longer sang. They all felt very sad. And one of the young women of the village walked over to where the painting had been on the wall. And she started to paint her own picture. She started to paint a beautiful painting of trees and birds. And then some of the other villagers came to join her. And soon all the people were there, cooperating, making this painting. And they all got so absorbed in this painting. It wasn't until the young woman looked out of the window and said, "Look, look outside, everything's changing." And they realised the sky had become blue again. And the birds were singing again. And the trees were back in bloom. Now each and everything you do better than you've done before. You approach every new task with complete ease of mind, knowing that you are relaxed and in a perfect frame of mind, calm and confident. Every day your confidence grows. That means that tomorrow your confidence grows, and the day after it grows even stronger than before. And as you practice being more and more confident, so your confidence grows and becomes stronger, as more and more your feelings of self-worth become stronger and powerful. Each day, with each new situation, whenever you need to, you take control, you calm your mind, you disregard your troubles, and you are calm, relaxed, poised, competent, and confident. You are your own person. Is that not so? And you can go forward with a new and determined optimism, armed now with new knowledge and understanding of the person you are, unique and special, your real self, confident in your own abilities to be true to those values that really are important to you, and to recognise what is false and what is inappropriate. Now you love and respect yourself for the person that you are, and you'll be happy with all that you do have. Yesterday's gone, and with it has gone all the influences that could have made it different. Tomorrow is but a myth that we can colour with imagination. But today, this moment, all is real. And for this moment, we live. Before that too was gone. And we either seize upon it and enjoy it, or we waste it. And you can choose which reality is yours. Well done.